I think the first thing that I should say, the Carter Center is a completely nonpartisan and independent organization. We're in Liberia with a number of different programs, and we're here to assess the electoral preparations, to meet with stakeholders from all parties, and to give a clear sense of what we see about the electoral process. The Carter Center does not conduct opinion polls. We have not conducted an opinion poll in Liberia, and we reject as false this document that's currently circulating.
You said that the Carter Center does not conduct opinion polls.
That's correct.
Now, Alex, where do you think this information is coming from?
I have no evidence for where this purported opinion poll comes from. I saw it myself for the first time yesterday. I think that what we would encourage Liberians to do is to be vigilant and very careful in how they assess information that's put into the news media during an electoral process. And we would call on all groups who would seek to confuse potential voters and citizens to be very careful. This is a contested electoral environment, and it's very important that people have access to accurate information. And I think that that's one of the reasons it's very important to us to make clear that this so-called opinion poll was not produced by us. And I would point you also to statements released today by USAID and UNDP, who are also mentioned in this so-called opinion poll, making clear that they also had no knowledge of this document.
What preparations have the Carter Center made for the coming elections? I mean, what are you doing in Monrovia prior to this election?
The Carter Center has a delegation of international observers. We opened an office in the beginning of September and have deployed now several teams of long-term observers who will remain in Liberia for a period of 3 months, observing electoral preparations and meeting with stakeholders throughout Liberia's 15 counties. For the election itself, we intend to and plan to deploy an international delegation of about 35 observers who will travel into the counties to observe the polling process, counting and tabulation. And we hope that what they see will allow us to give a clear indication of the credibility, transparency of the electoral process.